So everyone has been expecting President Trump to basically renounce the deal, withdraw from it officially, as he threatened to do earlier. That has been the expectation for many weeks now. But now there are indications that there's a strategy that the White House has agreed to, obviously at the behest of its foreign policy advisors, to basically do something more clever, which is not to withdraw from the agreement officially, but rather to continue to levy new sanctions against Iran, which are not in keeping with the agreement, but at the same time to loudly declare that they are going to continue to provide the waivers with regard to the sanctions that the White House knows it has to provide in order to be symbolically, at least, in keeping with the JCPOA. That appears to be a way of satisfying the necessity to frustrate the essential requirements of the agreement, on one hand, while at the same time taking a position that is, clearly at odds with the spirit of the agreement, and which the Iranians and everyone else associated with the nuclear agreement will recognize as an effort to sabotage it.